There were hundreds of local headlines and hundreds of thousands of words written by local reporters and published via Collingwood Today in 2024. These 10 stories were among the most read for the year. We trusted her, Collingwood business owner loses $30,000. When Collingwood couple and business owners Jenny Mai and her now husband Anthony Le were planning their wedding overseas in Vietnam in 2020, a kind offer by their client and friend to help them get discounted airline tickets seemed like a dream come true. The situation, however, was more like a nightmare, with Mai paying nearly $30,000 but not getting any plane tickets for the money. Mai sued her former client and won. In January 2023, a judge ruled in Mai's favor, ordering Glusich pay Mai $28,801.40. Click the headline to read more. Police board boat in Collingwood Harbour, woman faces 10 charges. The Collingwood and Blue Mountains Ontario Provincial Police, as well as officers from the Huronia West Detachment, responded to a complaint on June 16 about a 33-foot Thundercraft Magnum, unlawfully moored, in the Collingwood Harbour, according to a news release from Opposite. Police found the vessel was underway in the harbour, and officers ordered the boat to stop so they could board it for a safety inspection. In addition to numerous violations of the small vessel regulations of the Canada Shipping Act, the operator was suspected to be under the influence of a drug and detained for the purpose of that investigation, states the news release. Through the investigation, it was further learned that the operator was on probation for impaired-related offenses. A 44-year-old Collingwood woman was charged with several offenses. Click the headline to read more. Collingwood's tree roasted on social media. Following the November 16 official launch of the Christmas season downtown Collingwood, including Santa Claus Parade, residents nearly sprained their ankles, running to the comment sections on local Facebook groups to bash the tree. More specifically, the lighting arrangement was the target for a relentless stream of sometimes clever, more just meme comments about how the lights were strung. The lights went out until November 29, when the official re-lighting unveiled an aesthetically pleasing design. Click the headline to read more. Collingwood couple celebrate 50 years of love and joy in marriage. Barbara and David Trafford have a love story spanning more than 50 years, began with one look, a gin and tonic on a patio, a European tour, and two marriage proposals. The Collingwood couple celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary with friends and family in June in a neighbor's backyard. Click the headline to read more. Galleries: Collingwood Pride Parade and Santa Claus Parade. Photos from each of these parades seemed to be enjoyed by Collingwood Today readers in 2024. Click the headlines to read more. Canada-wide warrants issued for three suspects in mortgage scam discovered in Collingwood. Police made two arrests and issued Canada-wide warrants for three more people as part of an investigation of a scam that defrauded many people out of their homes and was first discovered in Collingwood. The Ontario Serious Fraud Office estimates the door-to-door sales fraud victimized over 200 people across Ontario. Since 2021, Collingwood OPP have been investigating the scam, which was referred to the OPP Serious Fraud Office in 2022 and the investigation renamed Project Nettle. It was first discovered in Collingwood when police began investigating what, at first glance, appeared to be a civil case involving a homeowner and a contractor renovating the home. Click the headline to read more. It's my turn. Maid helps Collingwood woman get the end she wants. Diane Petrushin, 67, chose medical assistance in dying after a cancer diagnosis with a fatal prognosis. She spoke with Collingwood Today less than 24 hours before her death. Click the headline to read more. Canadian Hall of Famer found babysitters, career, love and lifelong passion on Blue Mountain AQ&A with Paul Troop, inductee into the Canadian Ski Hall of Fame, who grew up skiing on Blue Mountain. Click the headline to read the interview. Salvation Army thrift store closed permanently after a temporary closure of the thrift store. Officials announced it would be permanent. The rest of the resources, including the food bank, have remained open. It was later confirmed that the thrift store space would be converted to a reception area with offices for those providing resources for the people who come to the Salvation Army in need of food and housing support, and a public space where people can spend time sheltered and enjoying a warm or cold drink and meal. Collingwood man swam out to rescue boy drowning at Sunset Point. A concerted effort by emergency workers and civilians saved the life of a boy drowning off the shore at Sunset Point in August.